And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, fellow earthlings, lovers of peace, justice, and the American way. You are listening to the Liberty Hour. This is November the 15th, 2008. Phil and I are back by popular or unpopular demand, whatever the case may be. Nevertheless, we are here on deck, on guard, doing our duty, trying to get the word out about the danger zone that we are all facing right now as we speak. Of course, it would seem that all is fine. The seas do not seem that choppy. The winds are light. But we are headed into a serious storm, ladies and gentlemen, a serious storm politically, economically, militarily, every which way you can cut it. Our country, not just our country, but our entire civilization and way of life faces a threat right now like it has never faced before in its history, and not necessarily from without, but even from within. Of course, what I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that we have foreign interests who are guiding the United States of America, her military might, her economic might, all of it, guiding it towards the abyss. Of course, we're told on a regular basis that this foreign entity is our only ally, our only friend in the Middle East. I think that the facts on the ground paint a different picture, and we're going to be talking about that today. As usual, I am accompanied, as I said, by with my good friend Phil Turney, war hero, survivor of Israel's deliberate and premeditated attack on his ship, the USS Liberty, 41 years ago this past June, that resulted in the deaths of 34 American sailors and the wounding of over 170 others. Phil, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Mark. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, our call-in number here is 800-313-9443. We are going to be joined by a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen, someone I met about 2 years ago at the Barnes Review Conference in Washington, D.C., conference that American Free Press, my newspaper, the newspaper for which I write, put together. Her name is Lady Michelle Renouf, and she is an activist. She is an author, filmmaker. She deals principally with this issue of thought crime and how people, principally in Europe, but also in Canada and other parts of the world, are being thrown into prison as a result of their opinions. Now, this is very important, ladies and gentlemen, because as we have said on this program many times, the diseases and the threats that are facing us as a nation and as a civilization, they don't just attack one part of the body. All of our functions are being attacked and are shutting down. And one of those functions, of course, is this issue of free speech. And we are going to have our guest on here after the break to talk about what is going on in the quote-unquote free West. Of course, this is what we're always told, particularly when the warmongers have to justify the murder of millions of innocent Muslims around the world. One of the things used to justify it is that we have to bring freedom to them. And yet, we don't even have the freedom to think our own thoughts. There is that music indicating we're going to a break. When we come back, we will jump right into this, and I guarantee you, you will find this to be an interesting discussion. Don't go away.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Beautiful Saturday morning. At least it is here in western Colorado. There's not a cloud in the sky. You just couldn't ask for a better day. It's going to be a great one. It's a great one to be on the air with my dear friend Mark Glenn up in Idaho. And I do want to thank him again for being so kind to me and treating me like royalty while I was up there visiting him and his family. And we're trying to get this book finished up, and it's going to be a good one when it's done, and we'll have it out here just as soon as it's done, you guys will get it. But as you know, every Saturday morning, I want to thank RBN especially for giving us the opportunity and the privilege to be on this radio program, and I feel it's a beacon of freedom of speech that we don't have much in this land anymore, rather than American Free Press newspaper. But we got RBN and John Stadtmiller, and they're giving a chance to tell the truth, and the audience to call in and tell what they feel in their heart. So, I mean, you don't get that much anymore these days. The other night I heard a show, Roger Friedman's show. He says, well, back in 93 or so in that area, they said if you said anything about Israel or Jews, you just automatically hung up on them because they weren't talking to. You know, they just throw them away, throw away callers. Well, we don't do that here. You know, freedom of speech takes precedent over anything. So let's thank John Stadtmiller, his crew, Manny, and everybody else that helps get this show on the air, Mark and I, and I know all the listeners. Just thank you very much, Mr. Stadtmiller, and we look forward to keeping this show going for a long time. Okay, now, again, I always remember the 34 men that were killed aboard the USS Liberty June 8, 1967, in a sneak attack, cold-blooded murder, these men were slaughtered. And, you know, my daughter and my grandson was over here this morning, and I got a chance to hug my daughter and to kiss my grandson. And, you know, I just thought, well, how lucky can I be that I wasn't one of those guys that were killed that day? But they don't have that chance. They've never gotten that chance. They've never gotten the chance to go to bed with their wife and tell them how much they love them and wake up in the morning with them and talk to them and have a cup of coffee with them and enjoy life and the things that we have the opportunity in our lives to do. But if we don't change this world, we're not going to have that much longer. And everybody can see the handwriting on the wall, what's going on. That's what we're on this show for, is to try to get everybody educated, and maybe you can help us educate ourselves too with your thoughts. And also another thing, we do have one person out there that was on board the Liberty. His name is called James Ennis Jr. He wrote the book called Assault on the Liberty. I really don't call him a shipmate. He wasn't on board that ship long enough to call him a shipmate. He was on there approximately maybe 45 days tops. But anyway, he did end up writing a book. Good on him for that. But other than that, I don't have much use for the fella. He cut down the executive officer on the ship in terrible, terrible ways, words I don't even want to talk about. And then he runs down American Free Press newspaper, and he runs down RBN and just whoever else he feels like talking about. He'll call him Nazis, Jew haters, or whatever, and boy, he doesn't know a gift horse when he sees it in the mirror. You know, RBN and AFP has been the best thing to ever happen to the USS Liberty, and how this brain dead fool, could ever say anything bad about trying to get the truth out is beyond me. It could be that you know, he has gone into complete dementia when he wrote the book up until now. Now he's just completely brain dead. But I certainly don't have any good things to say about that fella, not one, because he has nothing good to say about us. So on that wonderful sour note, I wanted to let everybody know that, like Mark said this morning, that we got one heck of a guest coming on, and she's a woman that has got a heart, spirit, a great mind, and the want to get the truth out. And we're very, 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 very pleased to have her on our show, and it's just an honor for us. And Mark, if you would please, sir, go ahead and take over, and if you'd like to introduce our guests, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Well, first of all, let me just do a quick introduction of our guest today. As I said, she is a filmmaker, and she I believe she's made at least two documentaries dealing with the issue of free speech, particularly in Europe. And, of course, the free speech that we're talking about here has to deal with Israel, Zionism, and, more importantly, this thing known as the Holocaust. Now, before we launch into this discussion, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you of something. In Europe, particularly in Europe, but really everywhere throughout what we call the Christian West, we pride ourselves on this thing known as freedom of speech. Throughout history, we have had held up as examples of what we would call outrages, where freedom of speech was denied, freedom of thought was denied. For example, you know, we're always hearing about the Inquisition and how people were tortured because of their beliefs. We're always told about Galileo and how he was imprisoned because he dared to think some different thoughts with regards to the subjects of physics and science and astronomy and whatnot. And so, you know, we are constantly having it thrown up into our faces that we're a free world and that we have freedom of speech and the freedom to express those ideas. Well, that's not necessarily true. You see, you are free to say whatever you want, provided that it doesn't get under the skin of a particularly small and obnoxious minority of people who have grabbed up the lion's share of political and financial power throughout the West. And in particular, you are not allowed to speak disparagingly of Israel, and you're not allowed to question this thing known as the Holocaust, which really for these people has become something
as important to them, dogmatically important to them, as the crucifixion of Jesus is to Christians. Now, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, in Europe, you can, as we saw a few years ago, you can publish incendiary cartoons, incendiary articles dealing with the Muslims, with the religion of Islam. You can say anything you want about Christianity. You can put forward the idea that Jesus didn't really exist, that if he did exist, he was something of a freak and a pervert, and that he got what he deserved when he was crucified. All sorts of what we would call revisionist ideas are acceptable. But if you dare to put forward the question that possibly one less than 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust during World War II, one less than 6 million, then that's it. You are immediately labeled public enemy number one. And as we have seen, particularly in the last month or so, there are legal and criminal liabilities associated with this. You can be thrown in jail for this. We need bring up names no more or no less familiar than Ernst Zundel and David Irving and Dr. Frederick Tobin and a whole list of other people we're going to be discussing today, people who are simply asking questions about things, and yet they lose their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness as a result of this. And so Phil and I wanted to tackle this topic today because it is very important. You know, we take this thing known as free speech for granted. And, you know, we in America have gotten accustomed to thinking, well, you know, during this age of terrorism and all the rest of it, maybe we need to curtail some of these things that we would consider incendiary speech. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the people who are pushing for this kind of legislation in the United States, and make no mistake about it, they are pushing it. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. They happen to be Zionist groups. They're not Christian groups pushing it. They're not Muslim groups. They're not Hindu groups. They are Zionist groups who want to take away your right to criticize Israel, Zionism, or in general the over-preponderance of what we would call Jewish influence in politics, finance, the media, whatnot today. So, having said that, with that long-winded introduction, I would like to go ahead and bring up our very special guest today, and it is Lady Michelle Renouf, coming to us from England. Lady Michelle, are you with us?
Well, I must say greetings from London. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon here, tea time. And I first of all must do apologize because my voice is, I do have a touch of laryngitis. The weather isn't so good here. So I hope it won't give way because I'm so proud, actually, to be speaking to both of you, really, both you and Phil, because really the idea of bringing history in accord with the facts, which of course is the old adage of the Barnes Mr. Barnes, actually, of the Barnes Review and the American Free Press. This is really what you chaps stand for, and which is what we all admire and need, because if we can't rely on fact, that if we are going to be completely at the mercy of myth and not be able to recognize one from the other, we need both, but we must recognize one from the other, then we're kind of at the mercy of anybody who wants to dupe us. So, you know, I'm just proud to be associated with you who challenge what I call the seemingly invincible. And in your case, it's in defense of the founding fathers and their classically based constitutional legacy.
Okay, Lady Michelle, hate to interrupt, but we have to go to break. And as far as your list, guys, as you found out the hard way in D.C. a few years ago, I'm not short-winded. So anyway, everybody stay tuned. We will be back in just a few with what is sure to be a fascinating discussion. Don't go away.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? but now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for that delay coming in, but to be honest, I love that song, and I love that opening. It is very powerful, and the words are very powerful. You know, Shakedown, you're talking about, you know, thugs and gangsters coming in, sticking a gun in your face and saying, give me your wallet. Well, that's what we're dealing with today, folks, even in this, yes, believe it or not, even in this, the freest country in the world, the United States of America. We have thugs coming in under the color of law, sticking a gun in our face and saying, stick them up. Give me your First Amendment rights, your right to free speech, right to assemble peaceably, right to religion. This is what's happening. And today we have with us as a guest Lady Michelle Renouf from London, filmmaker, documentary maker. She has been literally all over the world. I'm looking at a picture of her right now with a veil over her head as she's looks like she's showing something to the evil, maniacal, homicidal president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Now, I don't see him cutting her head off or strangling her or doing anything that we are told that the tyrant from Tehran wants to do to Westerners, to Christians or whatever. And, you know, it is, I think that it's just a little bit rich that this free speech conference that took place, I guess it was 2 years ago, or maybe it was a year ago, I can't remember exactly, that it took place in Tehran. And as a matter of coincidence, I guess you would say it, they're going to be hosting another one here this coming week, at which our good friend Mike Piper is going to be there to represent American Free Press. Isn't it interesting? They're not having conferences like this in Israel, ladies and gentlemen. Something to think about. Anyway, Lady Michelle, I assume that's how you prefer to be called, Lady Michelle?
Well, just Michelle's fine by me.
Okay.
Well, I hope my voice doesn't give out, but I was just sort of celebrating, really, the way you chaps celebrate and challenge the seemingly invincible. You know, it's just in line with the Founding Fathers in the classical tradition of the constitutional legacy that, you know, free opinion and inquiry. I mean, what are we if we don't have free opinion and inquiry? I mean, what did our men and women think they died for in two world wars if it wasn't for the idea of free speech? And of course, in fact, tragically, that wasn't the reason that they died in two world wars. It was an intergentile war like so many others, which is meant to cull our best, and that's what is done. And that's why we have, I think, less brave people, or people who want to live life bravely, than we might have done had we not had these intergentile wars. And, you know, I'm so proud when I come across people who still are the remnants of this kind of quality, the sort of Thomas Jefferson concept of, in my view, it's sticking up for the four legs of the table, as it were, the four virtues of the Greek Hellenic tradition. That's what I like, and that is most certainly what your constitution is based on. It's not based on Judeo-Christian or anything else, even though the frieze in the building that celebrates Thomas Jefferson has the Quran, it has the Bible, and has many books. But the Constitution of America is classically based, and it's on those four pillars that are inseparable: the temperance, the idea of balance and proportion and measure, beauty really, justice, wisdom, but with scientific attitude and courage. And you know what we're seeing in Europe now is the separating, in particular, of scientific attitude and justice in these courtrooms, where clients are not allowed really to instruct their lawyers to defend them in the way in which they want, because the lawyer himself or herself will be prosecuted. And it's simply a fact that if those lawyers put into the court in defense of their clients evidential evidence, is what exhibits as it's called, to prove their case, they themselves can be prosecuted. And in fact, Sylvia Stoltz is one such lawyer, and she is imprisoned because the judge in Mannheim Court in Germany said, and I quote, that she is acting too much on the side of her clients and must be dismissed. Now, Mark, you and your listeners will be wondering what on earth you would be hiring a lawyer for who was not acting on your side. I mean, you would sue, and that's what I call twist speak. All that you have been mentioning earlier in the introduction,
Michelle, I'm sorry to interrupt. There's been that blasted music again. I think it's a conspiracy to silence us. Hold that thought. We will be right back after the break. Everybody, stay tuned. Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Pillar of freedom of speech, RBN Network, and we're very, very proud to have Michelle on the line with us. And sorry we're getting interrupted here so many times, Michelle, but I think we've got a pretty long time we can go now. And if you'd like to finish your thoughts off, it'd be great. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Well, no, I don't know where we got to, but what I was mainly wanting to sort of talk about, initially at least, is this challenging of the seemingly invincible, which I think is magnificent, and what we understand to be American. And I think the old lands could sort of learn a little from the fact that you still have some of yours. We are losing ours very rapidly. On this side of the Atlantic, we don't have a constitutionally guaranteed freedoms, but and we're moving towards this European constitution, which is designed to entrench tyranny rather than protect traditional freedoms. So, you know, we have to sort of try and stand firm. As Ron Paul, I just heard in your ad there, I like the fact that you're still mentioning Ron Paul, because really I was at the American Embassy here in London for a debate. It was, hot issues on the U.S. election prior to Obama winning. And in question time, we had to sort of give an idea of our political stance. And so, of course, I was saying that Ron Paul is my idea of an American hero, because he in fact, many of your people in America thought so too, because the polls were showing that he was doing so well that, as James Morris actually pointed out, he actually, the picture of Ron Paul was removed from your screens. And so that one opportunity where America could have been a democracy, it could have been offering a choice of presidential candidature in Ron Paul. But instead, of course, as we've seen, it's the same old story. Doesn't matter whether it's black or white, male or female. If there's no foreign, if there's no representation there of an alternate democratic choice in the foreign policy, which leaves the small change at the end for the domestic policy, as we saw in the Mississippi, in the New Orleans case of all that flooding that time, when money hadn't been put into to America, but had been sent to Israel, to the charity state of Israel, you cannot say that America is a democracy. And tragically, with the election of Obama, it's going to be in no better shape because, you know, you have, again, the same old representation of a foreign power that has too much influence over your own. I certainly celebrate Ron Paul, and if I were there, I'd have a sticker there in my car.
Michelle, I absolutely agree with you. The media here in the United States, through print and through the television and radio, certainly didn't do Ron Paul any favors. Now, he was raising just enormous amounts of money.
Well, he was raising enormous amounts of representation on polls. He was becoming so popular, as I understand, that once it was realized that he was making so much common sense to the common man, that they actually removed his picture from the choices. So he became out of sight. Really, I mean, this is not democratic. This is not what the founding fathers had in mind. We really must stand up for these four inseparable virtues upon which your Constitution is based.
Lady Michelle, sorry. My old world bad habits. I have this thing about women that I hold them in very high regard, and
mark of a civilized man, you know, Mark.
Well, my wife would disagree. She would say that I'm only barely civilized. But anyway, what I'd like to ask you, Lady Michelle, why is it so important? Now, some people are going to say, "Oh, what are you guys griping about?" Let them have their 6 million. Or 6 billion, or 6 trillion, or whatever number it is that they want to have. Let them believe in their gas chambers. Let them believe in whatever it is. Why is it so important?
Because truth is important. We must have a separation of myth and fact. We must have both. Human history has shown that we enjoy myth. We have to conjecture why we're here, and we have to have a metaphysical self, a sort of a greater self, and for that we need a communal kind of self, a national self, all of these kind of things. But we mustn't lose sight of what is our myth and what is our fact, and that is essential, and that is why I say your constitution and our European civilization is based on the classical tradition of the inseparable virtues of scientific attitude, i.e. objective looking for truth and justice, tempered by balance and proportion, and of course led by courage. And they cannot be separated. And that is what I am seeing in these courtrooms in Europe and Canada, this separating of the objective scientific attitude from justice. And we cannot live reasonably without that commonsensical basis in our mindset. And that is being eroded and being replaced by the concept that this teaching of the Holocaust in schools, if I read you the guidelines for teaching the Holocaust, which were determined in the Stockholm International Forum in 2000, I mean, it's just hair-raising, because this is what it says, and I'm quoting, Care must be taken not to give a platform for deniers. By deniers, they mean source-critical skeptics of the Holocaust, or to seek to disprove the denier's position through normal historical debate and rational argument. Well, our civilization is based on the concept of rational argument and normal historical debate. We don't think that history is set in stone because documents come to light, new forensic evidence comes to light, new DNA, new techniques for examining, and we are always re-examining history. That's the role of an historian, to keep re-examining, to find and look for the sources, to decide whether those sources were first-hand, second-hand, or even hearsay. But we are now having this Holocaust, which many people have defined properly as Holocaustianity, the update of Christianity, actually the combination of Judaism and Christianity in its worst form, whereby you cannot, you are forbidden by pain of heavy fines or long imprisonment, or of course in the other sort of definition, to ostracize, demonize, ostracize, and criminalize. Those are the sort of procedures where people are too afraid, with some reason, of course, because they do get smeared, they do lose their jobs, they do lose their reputations. But my feeling is that if we all lived life more bravely and just stood up and stated commonsensical things, and not feared this seemingly invincible, we would not be at risk of becoming mere consumers and mere toys for people who can dictate to us what we should think and indeed that we should not think, that we should simply buy and consume. And really, I'm the thing that I have, the area of expertise, as it were, that I bring to the subject, because I'm not an historian and I'm not a scientist and I'm not a chemist or a lawyer. What I am is a photographic and a model and actress in television commercials internationally. And you may think, for heaven's sake, what on earth could that contribute? Well, that, as you will all understand, is about advertising, and advertising is about persuasion and packaging. And frankly, we are having our history packaged in ways that prevent us from truly understanding what is really the political angle that we are not allowed to see. And we are being persuaded to accept a sort of mythical idea rather than to say, well, actually, I'd like to examine. I'd like to look at the caption on that photograph. Just because two people are walking in that direction and the caption says they're going to the gas chamber, we would like to know what is the proof behind that caption. And these are the kind of questions that we would expect school children who must go on these mandatory visits to Auschwitz, for example, in Europe. They don't go to the basis of their own culture, which is to Greece and Rome, as I've just explained. They go to Auschwitz for the basis of their moral culture. But they are not allowed to ask questions. And that is contrary to what we in the West have always understood to be the basis of our culture. And that is why I'm interested, and that's why I call it twist speak, because it's being mispackaged and sold to us as a religion rather than as a history that we are commonsensically obliged to re-examine for whether we knew what the truth was from the last generation. We must, in every generation, question the generation before. It's a healthy thing.
Well, not only that, Lady Michelle, but the fact of the matter is, you know, I guess I could deal with all of the shrieking and wailing and gnashing of teeth over the Holocaust and Holocaust denial, quote-unquote, that we get from the Jewish community if they were consistent about it. Now, you see, for them, perfectly fine to be constantly revising history when it works in their favor and it works to the detriment of their enemies. For example, the Arabs. How many times have we heard now that the Palestinians don't exist? They never did. They're a mystical people. That they never lived in this area known as Palestine. That they only came there after the Jews moved there and began to make the desert blossom. Okay? We're constantly getting the revisionist point of view as it pertains to Islam and to the founder of Islam. How many times have you heard, oh, Muhammad, he was a terrorist, he was a pedophile? They're constantly taking things out of context in the Quran in order to paint a picture of people who follow the Islamic religion in a certain way so as to make it easier to kill them. So I guess I could stomach their close-mindedness and really their extremism and their fanaticism when it comes to this issue of the Holocaust, if they would apply it across the board, but they don't. You see, it has to be a closed discussion when it applies to them. But for everybody else, we have to leave everything wide open. And God forbid that we should oppose any idea or any theory that comes along that somebody from within the Zionist camp brings forward, even when it runs in complete contradiction to things that we have known to be fact for 2,000 plus years.
Well, you
now,
know,
what I would like to ask you is this, practically speaking, when it comes to this business of stifling dissent, stifling questioning, what is it that they are so afraid of? Why do they have to keep this subject locked away in a box that nobody but they are allowed to open and examine? What are they afraid of?
Well, I think they want to be the masters of the narrative. I think they have won their extraordinary tyranny over us through a pincer movement of both narrative, i.e. advertising, persuasion and mispackaging, and the banking system by which they have drawn us into these inter-Gentile wars. But basically, it has been achieved through twist speak. That's what I'd call it, the deliberate inverting of the truth. And if we commence with the most outrageous and longest twist speak of all has been this idea of the Palestinians being the culprits and the Zionists being the victims. And there is one area in which I'm most particularly concerned to establish this very clearly, is that the Holocaust itself keeps being the buck where everything stops. And tragically, the Arabs and the Palestinians tend to allow it and talk in terms of their foe. They tend to accept this bottom line of the Holocaust being the cause and the reason why these people are allowed to pirate their land. Now, Hitler was age 8 at the time when Herzl, in 1896, wrote the Manifesto of the Jewish State. So clearly, Adolf Hitler and National Socialism that came 50 years later has absolutely nothing to do with the intention, the misanthropic intention of the Zionists in 1896.
Right.
That is the point that I am very keen to continue to try and get across to people. Because if they are going to continue to argue it over the Holocaust, and these issues of who's a culprit, who's a victim, who's a Nazi, who's not, and all this kind of nonsense, which is what I tried to get across in my speech in Tehran, we get nowhere. These are red herrings. The issue is that the basic the manifesto of world Zionism, as proclaimed in the year after Theodor Herzl wrote his Jewish State, at the First World Zionist Congress in 1897, it was announced that they would disappear, was the euphemism. These people are particularly good at euphemism. That's what advertising is. particularly good at using words and cloaking ideas and selling things. Now, the word disappear, it was intended to disappear the entire population of Palestine. Now, that is called genocide. But euphemistically, it looks poetic to describe that it's kind of going to disappear, and in its place is going to be put these promised land people. This nonsense, this imposture.
Lady Michelle, I hate to do it again. I'm always the one with the nasty duty of interrupting for commercials. Hold that thought. We will bring it right back up after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Fine.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to cut right to the chase here because this is a fascinating discussion. Lady Michelle, a question for you. Now, I think that we can establish that the whole reason for this Holocaust business, and by that what I mean is the fact that it has been thrust in our faces literally on a 24-hour-a-day basis for the last 60 years. Clearly, in my opinion, this is a maneuver on the part of the, for lack of a better word, the Jewish agenda to disarm the rest of us from opposing what they want, and in particular, as it pertains to this thing known as Israel. Now, what I would like to know from you, your opinion, is this. Why is it so important And you can take as long as you like answering this, but keep in mind that we will have to go to another break here in just a few minutes. Why is it so important for these people that they have that country?
Well, in my own personal opinion, I think it's because the Zionist, world Zionism needs a headquarters that has the greatest, what I call, misaddling opportunity. By misaddling, I mean a means by which it can prevent us from looking commonsensically at something, but instead sort of become mesmerized. And the concept of this fantasy of this imposture of a promised people for a promised land is similar in a way to what the veterans, the British veterans who served in Palestine 1945 to 48, who said that the Jews of the world going back, as they claim, to an area that most of them have no genetic or real connection whatever to the land of Palestine, is like the Romans coming back to Britain after 2,000 years and claiming Britain for themselves. I mean, it is simply, it's just a preposterous concept after 2,000 years. And yet, we are supposed to accept the idea that this Zionist entity that has only existed for 60 years is not reversible. Now, to me, it is most decidedly reversible.
Because
it has no moral right to exist, and B, it has no need to exist, and C, there is a very good reason why the headquarters of world Zionism must not exist in that area. Now, if I can take each point just quickly and separately, I say it has no moral right to exist, going back to what I was describing earlier, that the intention was to disappear the entire population of Palestine for no reason. For no decent reason, in 1896, this was 50 years before Hitler was 9 years old. He was only 8 at that time. Clearly, he and the National Socialist movement and whatever happened to Jewry during that period is irrelevant, plays no part, has nothing to do with the intention of the World Zionist Manifesto author Theodore Herzl in 1896 to intend to vanish the entire population, who had caused no one any problem. The Arabs lived peacefully in the Middle East, not bothering anyone at that time, and certainly not bothering Jews who lived in their midst, who lived apart, because that's the concept of Judaism, and there was no problem. In fact, there was no problem in the Middle East until the advent of this absurd...
Lady Michelle, sorry to do it to you again. Hold that thought. We will be right back after the break and pick this fascinating discussion up where we've left off. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back for the second hour.
She got you jumping off the deck, shoving in the overdrive.
Let me tell you why.